7 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings on this Monday, October 15th.
You know what? We're sliding into Monday like Jim Carrey did in Ace Ventura. Do you remember when he tried to do that parking job?
Uh-huh.
He nailed it.
Nice. I thought you were going to go with Tom Cruise. What's the movie?
Risky Business.
Risky Business. That's the maybe the most famous slide that I can think of anyway. But those are both very... I love the... I'm glad you said Jim Carrey. I used to love that movie.
Yeah.
Ace Ventura.
That was a fun... And seeing Dan Marino in that light.
Nope.
It changes the way you look at the Dolphins. Fins up.
Fins up. There you go. 8:07 on FM Talk 106.5. A crazy weekend in multiple ways. I mean, first off, with college football, it's just been mayhem every weekend. This is the second week in a row that 8 top 25 teams have lost. Of course, Auburn fans waking up a little salty on this Monday morning. We talked about that a little bit earlier with that loss to the Tennessee Vols. And we'll talk about that a lot more tonight on Sports Night on FM Talk 106.5. We're live, myself and Corey LeBounty, starting at 7 p.m. And we'll be at Jersey Mike's Subs on Airport Boulevard across from Academy Sports out in West Mobile tonight. And we'll actually be giving away tickets to that South Alabama-Troy rivalry game, which is coming up on the 23rd at Ladd Peebles Stadium. But we have your tickets tonight, so come on out and join us and eat some fantastic Jersey Mike subs. But it was a busy weekend for myself.
Yes.
We made an announcement on my wife's Facebook page, and I shared it because that's the kind of guy I am. But we're going to have our first kid. We're expecting a daughter to be born in March, Isabella Orwig. So I can't tell you how excited I am, and thank you to everyone who's reached out and congratulated myself and my wife. We're really happy, and any tips you got for raising a daughter, I'm open to suggestions, and I'll be taking them all the way through March and beyond.
That's so sweet.
You got to keep Kelly on speed dial now because you're going to have all the answers for me, right?
No.
Oh.
Any parent who tells you they have all the answers, run. Because just when you think, and I know parents are nodding right now and grandparents, just when you think you've got this child, this little human being figured out, they grow, they change. I mean, that's life. And so I think as long as you promise to love and cherish and discipline your baby girl, you'll be just fine.
Ah, well, thank you very much. And like I said, suggestions, not only welcome, but I'm soliciting suggestions to give me all the help I can get.
You know what, though? I mean, you guys are in great company because, you know, this morning it's been announced that the British Royals, they're welcoming a new baby as well. So you guys can totally be on speed dial together.
Leave it to them to upstage me.
No, they're not.
How dare you,
That's
man.
Them across the pond. We've got our own royalty right here. So we're very excited. We're so appreciative that you shared this so we get to grow with your family.
Thank you. I'm really excited. And, of course, it's also a tough, tough weekend for many Americans, especially along the Florida Panhandle and here in the Southeast through Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia following Hurricane Michael as recovery persists following that Category 4 storm slamming through the southeastern United States. Today, President Trump and First Lady Melania are scheduled to be on the Florida Panhandle. It's supposed to land around 10:30 this morning. They'll be here to survey damage left over from Hurricane Michael. Vice President Mike Pence, he's expected to visit towns in South Georgia tomorrow. And Trump told Georgia Governor Nathan Deal over the weekend that the federal government is fully available and committed to helping state and local agencies. Thousands, hundreds of thousands without power. About 200,000 Floridians were without power still over the weekend. That's down from a peak of 400,000, and the death toll has now risen. And the mayor of Mexico Beach, he said it would be a miracle if the number stayed where it is right now, but we're getting reports of 18, the death toll, as we speak. Right now, the three big things on FMTalk1065.com. The top thing, very important, how you can help with Hurricane Michael relief. Our TV news partners at WKRG put together a really good list showing how you can help those that have been affected by Hurricane Michael. If you're in Mobile, one of the places you can drop off items, Nexus Cinema. That's out in West Mobile off of Greelot and off Cody Road. It's on 7070 Bruns Drive if you're putting it in your GPS. They're collecting items until this Wednesday, and they collect items daily from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. And if you're going in to go to the movie and you donate something, they'll give you free popcorn. But right now they're collecting non-perishable food, water, non-carbonated drinks, diapers, formula, cleaning supplies, buckets, brooms, shovels, rags, paper towels, napkins, and first aid supplies. And if you're in Baldwin County, you can donate hurricane relief supplies at any City of Daphne fire station. Of course, Life South, they're asking for blood donors, especially now, but they're always looking for blood donors needed for those victims due to the hurricane. And in Mobile, there's a location where you can donate blood on Hillcrest Road and Daphne on Capitol Drive. You have to be at least 17, or if you're 16 and you have permission from a parent, have to weigh at least 110 pounds, be in good health, and have your photo ID. And if you want more information on how to find a blood drive or donor center near you, call 1-888-795-2707 or visit lifesouth.org. And a couple other places where you could donate supplies, the Crew of Airship Pirates Supply Drive. This is in Pensacola, and the Airship Pirates of Pensacola are collecting tools, cleaning supplies, and baby food for the hurricane victims. You can drop off those items in multiple locations: the Harley-Davidson of Pensacola, the Pensacola Parade People, and at Sandy and Bubba's Milton Chevrolet. They're accepting donations through Friday, October the 19th. Also, the Pensacola Fire Department have the Operation Baby Supplies currently ongoing. That runs through this Friday, and they're collecting baby supplies like diapers, clothes, and also those non-perishable foods. Take those items to the Pensacola Fire Station 1 at 400 East Cervantes Street. They're accepting those items daily from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m.
And, you know, in situations like this, of course, the storm was horrific, but those numbers are going to continue to change as the days progress because, you know, the search and rescue teams or search and recovery teams are able to reach those harder-to-reach places, you know, roads that were at one time impassable. The Associated Press is reporting this morning that at least 46 people remain unaccounted for. The mayor of Mexico Beach, Al Caffey, said 289 people, including 10 children, stayed put for the duration of the hurricane despite the evacuation orders. And also important to note, CNN is reporting that 250,000 customers are still without power. Now, that's in seven states, from Florida to Virginia. And sad to say that looting, that is happening right now. And there's a vast swath of people who are without food, without water, without electricity. And so, you know, the fact that they know that, and they may not even know that President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are even headed that way because they have no way to get these updates. So, you know, it may sound trite to say, you know, prayer, thoughts and prayers, but truly these people, you know, they need assistance. And so any little bit that we can do, it's great that we've shared this list. We have that on our website, FMTalk1065. From a social media standpoint, you know, you just passing the word, sharing vital information, it helps our neighbors because you by the grace of God, this is not us that, that we had to go through this. So it's important to just keep everyone in the know. And again, don't get stuck on certain numbers right now, because that's going to change, because this was a severe storm, and they're calling this one of the worst in 50 years. So the fact that there is a need, and there is a need right now, and there will be for the next days, weeks, months, and even years.
And you just mentioned looting. A story from over the weekend from WPMI, they said that looting actually led to a deadly shooting where the looter was shot and killed in Panama City. There was a witness on the scene. Landon Sweat was the witness's name, and he said this looter actually tried to steal a police car before he was shot to death. The witness said that the looter yelled at me a little bit. He said, "Oh, I'm looting," and he opened the door to the police officer's SUV with the lights going, got in it, and shut the door. Sweat said he took his family to safety, and then moments later, shots were fired. Sweat said, "As I'm crossing the doorway, I look back, saw the officer at the passenger side. I don't believe the door was open yet. Then I got about 3 more feet inside, and I heard the shot." According to the Florida Highway Patrol, a Florida State Fire Marshal was involved in the shooting. Of course, looting rampant in areas following storms like this. Residents said that broken doors and shattered windows are all that's left of many businesses as looters are on the prowl. And police, of course, keeping an eye out for thieves. You know, you got power lines down, no running water in Panama City Beach, so they're under curfew. But we've seen all these looting stories. I mean, it happens every time.
But you really want to say, how dare you? Because these people have been through so much. And let's say they've lost a portion of their home. We all know how much money that's going to cost to rebuild, but just the emotional toll on these families and those who have lost their lives, and to think that you would prey upon people at their lowest point that they'll ever experience. And then just the post-traumatic stress disorder that will be associated with this for years to come. Numbers to tell you about, Governor Rick Scott confirmed that 1,700 workers have checked 27,000 homes looking for people because there are people who are unaccounted for, as we said. You talk about the warm temperatures and people not having air conditioning, you know, the elderly, the babies, the families who are in need. You know, one of the headlines, it says no food, no FEMA. Hurricane Michael survivors are furious. This is coming out of Panama City, Florida, as you just mentioned. It's just, it's devastating. It really is a Category 4, nearly Category 5 hurricane doing such damage.
And with these looters out, if you've seen video or pictures of Mexico Beach, which we've talked about a lot this morning because they were hit, I mean, they were just slammed from this storm. A town of about 1,000, as Kelly's been mentioning, and homes just demolished. The city just looks like a war zone. And with police out doing the great work that they're doing and all of our emergency services, people out trying to save lives and recover, you know, valuables, recover things that are so important to the residents of the cities that have been destroyed, for them to have to go out and possibly take a life, that is the last thing that they want to do, is get in some kind of fight, some kind of gunfight with somebody that's robbing a home or trying to steal a police car with the sirens on. That's just awful.
And you think about these first responders, you know, they're putting in 25, 26 hour type days, days into nights into the next day, and they're working hard. They've had to leave their families behind to help someone else who may have chosen to stay. And then you hear the desperate pleas of people like Chantel. She said, quote, "We're in need of food, water, anything. We're not getting any help. The whole street needs help." That's what she told the Red Cross, saying, "FEMA referred me to you. That person told me to call 211. So, you know, lines are down. Communication is a struggle. And you just pray for those who are impacted there and for the many who evacuated, who now have to find not only a place to live, but like, where do your kids go to school now?
Yeah. 8:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up at 8:30, we got a special guest coming into the studio, Tony Ann Kamanis with the Penelope House. It is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We're going to talk about domestic violence and how you can help out victims of domestic violence. And if you are a victim yourself, what options are available?
That's right.
We'll discuss all that on the second half of this hour. But coming back, we mentioned earlier that President Trump will be visiting the Florida Panhandle today to survey damage left over from Hurricane Michael. Well, it's a busy time of year for him with the midterm elections coming up, the president out campaigning and holding Make America Great Again rallies. Also this weekend, some international news with that journalist killed, presumably killed. He's been missing. He's in Saudi Arabia. President talking about possible retaliation if Saudi Arabia did indeed murder this journalist. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming back on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Kane, 8:25 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Norwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Monday morning. 71 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. High of 88 today. Yes, it is October. Watch out for those afternoon thunderstorms to roll in. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk to Tony Ann Torrance about the October being Domestic Violence Awareness Month. She's with the Penelope House. We'll have information on how you can help victims of domestic violence and what you should do if you are or know of a victim of domestic violence. That's all coming up. Big weekend for President Donald Trump. Big news weekend, which it's not the first time that he's been in the news a lot over the weekend, but he is coming down to visit the Florida Panhandle today along with First Lady Melania to survey the damage following Hurricane Michael. But the president been campaigning a lot, holding a lot of Make America Great Again rallies as we head into the, and Kelly had the exact countdown earlier. We're right around 22 days before midterm elections. What is it, 21 days, 23 hours?
Oh, see, there you
probably,
go.
Probably
you
22 hours at this point.
I'll find my countdown. 21 days, 22 hours, 33 minutes, and 18 seconds.
Wow.
To the general election, November the 6th. It's a Tuesday, mm-hmm. and I'm predicting some sort of rain in the forecast. I'm already going to put that out there.
Yeah, so, and if not rain, some other sort of built-in excuse for why people couldn't get out to vote.
There's zero excuse that makes sense other than you're not breathing. But, yeah, October the 22nd is the last day to get registered to vote. And if you'd like more information, if you want to do that online, because, you know, this generation wants it. We have the drive-through generation. Mm-hmm. They want it now.
Yep.
Now.
I only wish that we could maybe vote one day online, but we'll have to deal with all the hacking and stuff like that.
Until such point, you can go to vote411.org and you can get registered to vote there in less than 2 minutes. You also can find your polling places and if maybe you've moved, you can update your information. So all that is just a couple of clicks away. So yeah, it's a big deal.
Well, President Trump, he's out basically every weekend, every night of the weekend, heading out to hold these rallies, hoping he can hold together Senate and Congress for the GOP. We'll see coming up in November. But right now, some more pressing matters on the president's plate with this killing, or presumed killing. I keep saying killing because that's how they're treating this. But it's a missing journalist. Jamal Khashoggi went missing in Saudi Arabia. This journalist came from Turkey. But Turkish officials say that they have an audio recording of the alleged killing of this journalist Khashoggi from the Apple Watch that he wore when he walked into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul over a week ago. The new claim was published by this pro-government Turkish newspaper called Sabah. And through this story, Turkish security officials leaked a lot of information about the case. And that puts a lot of pressure on Saudi Arabia to explain exactly what happened to Khashoggi. Now, the Turkish officials, they're saying they're not releasing too much information because they don't want to give away their details of how they're spying on Saudi Arabia. But yesterday, in an exclusive interview with 60 Minutes, President Trump threatened action if it is proved that Saudi King Salman is involved in the disappearance of Khashoggi. He said, "We're going to get to the bottom of it, and there will be severe punishment." Now, the Saudi government is repeatedly denying any involvement, and yesterday they threatened retaliation if Trump does follow through with that threat to inflict severe punishment. Turkey says it has the evidence that Saudi agents killed Khashoggi. Saudi King Salman reportedly has ordered an internal investigation to find out what happened with this journalist. This disappearance of the journalist prompted a growing list of attendees and sponsors to drop out of this month's Davos in the Desert Investor Conference that's coming up in Saudi Arabia. And the Saudi stock exchange fell by 4% yesterday before bouncing back with a 2% rise. Now, Republican Senator Marco Rubio, he said that he thinks Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin should not attend that conference we were just talking about that happens in Saudi Arabia later this month. Rubio told CNN State of the Union yesterday that he does not think any U.S. government officials should be going and pretending that it's business as usual. So more to come on this story. I'm sure we'll be following that right here on FM Talk 106.5, the back and forth between Saudi Arabia and the U.S. because, of course, a pretty tight relationship right there. And a little bit of a lighter story here. For us, anyway, not for Belgium. Belgium, they have a lot of these planes, like we fly in America. Mm-hmm. They have these F-16 jets. Well, they were training in their F-16 jets recently on the Florenz Air Base. This was back on October the 11th, and they were servicing all of these F-16 planes. Well, a technician in one of the F-16s accidentally hit, I don't know if it's like this, but, you know, the big red button you're not supposed to hit in the plane.
Right.
And activated a six-barreled Vulcan cannon. Before he knew what was going on, he hit another F-16 that had just been fueled for a training run. Wow. This other F-16 explodes. Crazy devastation on this airbase. Two technicians injured during the blast. Their full injury is not known, but a crazy story out of Belgium.
You know, we used to live there for 2 years.
Yeah.
Glad that didn't happen then.
Seriously, more Mobile Mornings coming up on the way. Hey, thank you, Kane. 836 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now, it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive. Talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch, how's it going?
Dalton, I'm doing great, man. And we got a beautiful Monday morning here.
That's right. Yeah, finally the weather cooperating just a little bit with us now that it's mid-October. Speaking of October, you guys have some great deals going on at McConnell Automotive. Oktoberfest. I'm excited about this. Tell me more.
Dalton, the reason we're excited about it is because our customers are excited about it because, you know, a lot of times car dealers, you know, they're trying to push an agenda. And, you know, our deal is really how do we help our customers? Been around since 1955. And if you've procrastinated and you're listening to this program, and, you know, Dalton, the coolest thing is when you see a happy customer. And we think the best time to buy a car is October, because the 2019 models, like that new pickup truck, you need to Google the GMC Sierra if you hadn't seen it. 2019, it's got the baddest front end grille, the coolest, you know, tailgate on the market. But what it's created, Dalton, is an opportunity for people to buy 2018 trucks for the biggest discounts I've ever seen on Sierras. So an example would be over $12,000 of real savings off a sticker price, a real manufacturer sticker price, Dalton. So we've got, as well as about 35, we had about 50. Now we have 35 Yukons left, and those things are flying off the shelf. So all I want people to do is Google McConnell Automotive and check these deals out, Dalton. They truly are the best of the year.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. Have a great day.
Take care, brother.
That's Mitch McConnell. Go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65. 8:38 now on FM Talk 106.5, and we roll on Mobile Mornings on this Monday, and it's a pleasure to have a friend of the station, FM Talk 106.5. We're constantly in communication with Tony Ann Torrance of the Penelope House, and this is an important month for the Penelope House. Not that every month isn't very important there, but this on October being Domestic Violence Awareness Month, where domestic violence is focused on, you know, letting everyone know as much about the perils of domestic violence and how they can help out. And we've got Tony Ann in, and it's a pleasure to see you on this Monday morning.
Thank you for having me in.
It's a good morning to you. Of course, it's all about the color purple, and that, you know, it gets people talking. And we know that the city, you know, the city downtown always changes the spire with different colors. And when you see purple, you want people to think what and know what when it comes to a national situation impacting our young people, old people, medium people, all people, basically.
Right. And that's one of the things with domestic violence. It knows no barriers. So it's not happening just to one part of society or one group of people. It can happen to anybody and everybody. And so when you see purple, we want people to think of hope instead of the terrible things that can happen as a result of domestic violence. But people can get help, they can get out, and they can reach out to Penelope House if they're in Mobile, Washington, Clark, or Choctaw counties.
So what can we do to make sure more people know the services that are out there for them? I know you're very much on social media, but, you know, talk about, if you will, how you are approaching this from, you know, children on up, as to letting them understand that it is not okay for anyone to put their hands on you from a physical standpoint. And then there's emotional abuse as well.
Right. And we do. We make every effort to reach out to as many folks as we can. We have a prevention education program that sees over 20,000 kids in the school system each year. And that's public school, private school, Catholic schools, whatever school it is, as long as they let us come in. And we have messages that are age appropriate. They're approved by the Mobile County School Board. And it teaches the youngest of kids how to stay safe in their home, and how to identify who are the adults that they can talk to. And I think that's most important, because when you look at all the trauma-informed services and all the, you know, traumas, the you know, that key word now, mm-hmm. when children sit back and witness that, the internal processing that they're doing, it affects them so much, and they're growing, and so they need to know that they have people in their lives that they can talk to. And then as kids get older, they need to understand healthy relationships, and they need to understand warning signs, you know, when your boyfriend is all possessive and all these things, and you think, oh gosh, he must love me because, you know, he doesn't want me to talk to my friends, da 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 da. That's actually a red flag.
That's right.
Because, you know, domestic violence, we say, is about power and control, and it's way that abusers try to manipulate and kind of make you feel like either you are not worthy of others, or you've done something to deserve that abuse.
Mm-hmm. Tony, and you're such a valuable resource to us here at FM Talk, because, of course, with, you know, broadcasting the news every morning, midday, afternoon, so many news stories, unfortunately, feature domestic violence as part of the story. And we reach out to you for, you know, stats and a little bit of help trying to understand why something may have happened. I want to know a little bit more about you. How long have you been involved with the Penelope House? What what got you into this? What was the shifting point in your life where you said, you know, this is something that I really want to be involved with and be involved in combating domestic violence?
Well, you know, my mother is Dr. Catherine Kamanis, and she, with the local chapter of the Daughters of Penelope, started Penelope House. It opened in March of 1979, and I was the first volunteer.
Wow.
I kind of sat with the kids while their moms went to support group, and we still utilize volunteers that way now. But you know, it really didn't hit home to me until 1981, and that's when one of my very best friends, Ashley Gunner, was actually killed in a domestic violence incident. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it really hit home at an early age, and so I stayed involved with Penelope House on the board and things like that through college and what have you. And then about 12 years ago is when I actually came on board as an employee.
I don't know when you sleep because you do so much. You answer our phone calls, our text messages, our emails, and I know you understand the power of what you do, but it truly seems like you were put here to do this because you're constantly giving information that we all can understand. And I think it's so important to repeat that this doesn't have a certain group that this impacts. There are people right now who are suffering, who live in the biggest houses, who have the, you know, the nicest cars, that their kids attend the nicest schools, but there's someone, a man or a woman, who is suffering right now, who is listening to every word that you are saying. So this is a big deal that you've joined us. There's a number of events that are happening. Tony, you share with us a calendar of events that are happening, and it's fantastic because you can give back in various ways and also talk about Penelope's Closet and how that gives back as well.
Yeah, Penelope's Closet is our thrift store, and as much as we try to keep the location of the shelter a secret, you know, the pros and cons with technology, we have increased security at the shelter to protect for those who figure out where we're located. Mm-hmm. So Penelope's Closet is our face in the community. It's our thrift store. So while the general public can shop there and all the proceeds support Penelope House, they also can bring donations there, and they also can pick up literature there. So it's got multiple purposes in the community, and it certainly has, it supports our mission.
You know, I was blessed enough, you invited me when I first arrived to town to visit the shelter. And what's interesting to note, if you've never been in a shelter, you're doing your very best to make it like a home. Because there are women and children who are there who still need to go to school, who still need to go to work, but you're trying to keep that normalcy in their life that maybe they've never even had. Let's talk about some of the items that you would like from a donation standpoint.
Right. And then if you think of anything that you use in your home, especially when you're getting ready in the morning, it's the towels after your shower, it's the soap you use in the shower, it's the shampoo. You know, we have some victims who 911, law enforcement responds, and they call Penelope House's crisis line, and they come to us right away. So we've had people come with their child in diapers, mm-hmm. with no diaper bag, no anything, no shoes, no anything. And so we provide them everything that they need at no cost. We have those who can kind of plan their escape a little more safely. So when they come to us, they have all their important documents, their blue cards, immunization cards, they have their Social Security cards, they have everything that they need, but they still don't have enough packed mm-hmm. to last. So any of the items, you know, I always tell people, think about, you know, flip-flops, anything, socks, underwear, anything that you would use on a daily basis or things that we can use.
In the email that you have here, I'm reading through all this stuff. You provided some great, you know, materials here for us. And one of the things you sent here, we are tied together. And it has the purple ribbon, of course, purple, the color representing domestic violence. Tell me a little bit more about We Are Tied Together. What's this about?
What we do every year is we come up with a new idea for domestic violence awareness display, and it travels around the city. And it started at Government Plaza. It went to the mall. It was at Art Walk last Friday night. This week it'll be at the West Regional Library on Greelock Road.
Okay.
And then after that, it'll go to the airport. Oh, it'll go to Brown Bag and Bienville, too.
That's
so
right.
You have plenty of opportunities to see it. But We're Tied Together is we had fabric pieces, mm-hmm. and clients in shelter, children in shelter, staff, all kind of put their words of their experiences and their thoughts. And some of them are very sad. Some are very positive. Some are very thought-provoking. It's just a woven together all these ideas, and so it's tied together with purple ribbon.
Oh.
And so the quilt is on display, and the children made their own with a baby blanket, but then there's a big one, and then we have the purple ribbon. So when you read this, you can take a purple ribbon, and we're all tied together to kind of end domestic violence.
That's beautiful. and not the only beautiful work that you guys are doing at the Penelope House.
And I know we're going to break, but real quickly, want to mention the crisis line is 251-342-8998 or 1-800-650-6522.
We're coming back more with Tony Ann Torrance from the Penelope House. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5, and we roll on. Coming back to wrap up this Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Thanks, Kane. 8:51 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, and this segment of the show brought to you by our friends at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Trey Bennett and the crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They do great work in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. Let me lay it down for you if you don't know how 1-800-GOT-JUNK works. So it's right there in the name. If you have a bunch of junk, you don't know where to take it, if it's too big, you can't physically move it, or if it's junk that you don't know whether you're supposed to throw it in the dumpster or not, you know, some of those screens, you're just not sure. Well, the great 1-800-GOT-JUNK, they know, and they have you covered. And one of the best things about using Trey and his crew, you make your appointment, and they show up right on time. They aren't like some of those companies where you call, they give you a four-hour window of when they may or may not show up. You take half a day off. Next thing you know, they don't show up at all. You call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or you go to the website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, set up an appointment, and they'll be there exactly when you're expecting them, and the price you get quoted is the price that you'll pay. That's so important. Everyone I know that's called 1-800-GOT-JUNK have nothing but glowing reviews, including just about everybody here at FM Talk 106.5. So once again, to get a quote and set up an appointment, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. It's a pleasure to be joined by Tony Ann Torrance of the Penelope House this morning. Mm-hmm. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. But coming up this Thursday, that's the National Domestic Violence Day, or what exactly are we calling Thursday, Tony Ann?
National Purple Thursday.
National Purple Thursday.
So people all over the nation, and actually the world, will be wearing purple.
Okay.
And it's all to heighten the awareness about DV Awareness Month, and also the RSA towels would be purple, which is kind of cool.
Great, yeah.
And before awesome. We went to break, we included some information. We do want to give you updated information when it comes to those numbers, for the 24-hour crisis numbers, because, of course, getting this correct can help save lives, and if we don't, we just don't even want to go down that path. But so make sure you jot the number down, 251-342-8994, and again 1-800-650-6522. And it's on our pamphlets, it's on social media. It's a great way to connect those who are maybe a bit shy about, you know, saying that they need help, but they are able to call that. And Tony, and those numbers there that we've just given are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Absolutely. At Penelope House, we're staffed 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So anytime you call the crisis line, you will always get a person.
What are some of the questions that people tend to ask when they call into a crisis line? Or is it just that they need someone to hear them?
Sometimes it's someone to kind of, they don't know if they're being abused, which sounds kind of weird. But when you've been in a situation for a long time, it kind of gets muddy. And you're not sure, did I just interpret that the wrong day? You know, the way he said it, was that really a threat or whatever? So sometimes it's just talking to someone who's totally outside of your situation and having a good listener. Our crisis counselors are very good listeners, because sometimes that's what someone needs, is just that time to kind of empty their heart and really tell somebody what's exactly going on behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes the question is, you know, can I bring my children? One of the questions we get is, can I bring my pet? Because I'm scared what will happen if I leave my pet behind. And that's one of the primary reasons, one of them, where victims don't leave, is because, you know, their pets are like their children, and
right,
they're scared what will happen to that pet in their absence.
Mm-hmm. We know that you're an avid listener of FM Talk 106.5, and you're also very much in tune with what's happening from a government standpoint. And, you know, we've talked about the 501c3 organizations who have experienced, you know, cuts to their programs. Explain to people what that means to something like Penelope House.
Well, you know, it gets very difficult because, you know, because we provide services to victims of domestic violence, we are eligible for specific federal funds that are meant to provide services, support, and what have you, education for domestic violence victims. But most of those federal dollars, and, you know, you hear the word VOCA, Victims of Crime Act, or VAWA, Violence Against Women Act. We hear it, but we really don't understand fully what that means. So in D.C., that's where the fund is, and it will go to Montgomery, and then Montgomery is distributed to the DV shelters throughout the state, and that happens, you know, around all the states. And but federal dollars require match money, and they want a guaranteed source of match money. So if I said Kelly Finley donates $10,000 a year to Penelope House, that's not a guaranteed source, because Kelly could change your mind. Mm-hmm. So they want to know, what are your guaranteed sources? So things, the city of Mobile, the Mobile County, United Way, you know, people like that, the federal government knows that's the money that's, you know, that would be that match, and then they feel comfortable, you know, from the Victims of Crime Act, we probably get over $500,000 from them.
Oh, wow.
Right. So, I mean, that's a lot of money, and it's brought into the city, and we spend it not only on staff, we spend it on utilities locally, the food that we buy, the clothing we buy, everything that we do, we that money is spent locally. So we always try to make sure people understand that business-wise it's a good decision to support us, because we can bring those federal dollars and do the good work that we do, but also we're spending money in the city.
And here, as we close out the hour here, again, some of the stats you laid out for us here. Almost 4 million women are physically abused by their husbands or boyfriends every year. But, of course, domestic violence has many faces, not confined to any group or groups of people, but you're right here, cut across all economic, racial, and societal barriers. And since it can be, you know, mental intimidation as well as physical intimidation, there are a lot of men out there, actually, who experience domestic violence. For all those... For people out there that want to help, whether they know a woman or a man who's a victim of domestic violence, or if they don't and they just want to provide items, once again, what's a good way for people to help out, to reach out?
There's two good ways. Is if you're ever suspicious that a friend of yours or someone you know might be going through this, to ask them, is someone hurting you? And just be a non-judgmental listener. Mm-hmm. And when they're ready for help, they'll come to you. But just be there for them and support them. To give assistance, whether you donate time, treasure, talent, we all hear that in so many, you know, arenas, it's the same with us. You know, you can volunteer, you can donate the Walmart gift cards to meet those needs that we don't have access to. Mm-hmm. You could donate the actual clothing or the items that we're talking about, the toothpaste, the toothbrushes, the simple things like that.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And once again, to reach the Penelope House, what's that number one more time?
It's the crisis number. It's area code 251-342-8994.
All right. Thank you so much for coming
in
today.
Thank you. Wear your purple.
This message. That's right. Thursday, I'm wearing my purple. 8:58, that does it for this Monday edition of Mobile Mornings. Kelly and I will be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Go ahead and set your alarm clock. Wake up. Catch the whole show. Coming up, the Laura Ingram Show until noon, and the Midday Mobile starting at 12 o'clock. Have a great day.
Make it a great one.